Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on Emmanuel, E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L, Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S. Emmanuel Sanders is a 45-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 7/29/21. But on that occasion, he slipped out of the kitchen door of a diner and fell down on two steps, striking his back. Beardy did not strike his head or experience loss of consciousness. Beardy believes he injured his neck, shoulder, and back and did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Beardy did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Beardy paragraph. We will use the summary already provided, but supplemented by the following. Prior records show Mr. Sanders filed a claim petition relative to an event of 3/9/05 when he claimed to have fallen, period. He asserted he injured his back and neck. Pretty filed another claim petition relative to an event of 3/5/20 when a trash can hit his right hand, period. On 10/25/06, he was evaluated by Dr. Peacock. Sorry, change that to Dr. Bachman. He noted an MRI of the thoracic spine on 4/11/05 was normal. Paired MRI of the lumbar spine on 12/2/05 was normal. Paired MRI of the cervical spine on 12/2/05 revealed mild asymmetric left disc bulging at C5-6. Paired the clinical examination did not reveal any objective findings except for a slight decrease in the right Achilles reflex. But he was deemed to have reached a plateau. Paired Dr. Bachman offered 0% permanent partial disability of the cervical spine and dorsal lumbar spine. Period. His assessments are offered relative to an event of 3/9/05. Period. The petitioner was also seen by Dr. Cataldo on 10/26/06 for the same event. Pretty further ascertained a history of left shoulder and head injuries from a motor vehicle accident in the 1990s. Paired Dr. Cataldo offered assessments of permanency due to cervical sprain, thoracoscapular sprain, strain of the right shoulder, and lumbosacral sprain and strain. Period. New paragraph per your cover letter. On 11/7/06, the case involving his injury of 3/9/05 resolved for a hybrid of 12.5% of partial total for a bulging disc at C5-6. Paired the back allegations were resolved for $7,500 under Section 20. Period. You have also referenced treatment through primary care and other providers. Period. On 2/18/22, the claim petition for his right hand settled for 15% of the hand. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, motion of the right shoulder was full in all spheres without crepitus, but flexion elicited tenderness. Paired bilateral active extension with internal rotation was limited on both the right to L3 and on the left to L1. Paired motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Shoulders normal. Extremities lower. Motion of both hips was full, but right hip internal and external rotation elicited low back tenderness. Paired motion of the knees and ankles was full in all spheres with a crepitus or tenderness. Thrust of that is normal. Cervical, he had palpable spasm of the right trapezius musculature without scratch that with tenderness, but there was none on the left. There was no palpable spasm or tenderness of the paracervical musculature or in the midline. Paired the rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He changed positions fluidly. He was able to squat to 70 degrees. Paired he was tender to palpation, overlying the spinous processes of L4 and L5. Impressions. On 7/29/21, Emmanuel Sanders slipped and fell at work, falling down steps and striking his back. Period. He presented to WorkNet on 8/31/21, several weeks after said incident. Period. X-rays of the thoracic spine, lumbar spine, left shoulder, and cervical spine showed no acute fracture, but there was straightening of the cervical spine. But he was diagnosed with cervical, left shoulder, lumbar, and thoracic strains, for which he was placed on modified duty and initiated on conservative care. Period. He had a lumbar MRI on 9/13/21 that showed disc bulging at L1-2 through L5-S1, largest at L4-5 with a tiny annular fissure, but there was no canal stenosis noted. Paired there was mild foraminal narrowing at L4-5 only. Paired he continued at this facility with ongoing therapy and modified duty. Paired in a paragraph, he was then seen by spine surgeon Dr. Shaw on 10/5/21. Paired he referenced the lumbar MRI, showed no evidence of neural impingement, common disc degeneration or disc protrusion. Paired he diagnosed cervical pain, lumbar pain, and lumbar sprain. Paired there was no clear evidence of significant neurologic compromise or musculoskeletal compromise on physical exam and MRI review. Paired he recommended additional physical therapy and a work hardening program. Paired the petitioner returned to Dr. Shaw, 111/2/21, when similar measures were encouraged. Period. On 12/17/21, EMG was done to be inserted. Period. This was performed by Dr. Rosenberg. Period. He returned to Dr. Shaw on 1/6/22 to review these results. Period. It was noted they were normal. Period. For the lumbar spine, Dr. Shaw deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement and could continue to work at full duties. Period. New paragraph. On 1/12/22, he underwent a CAT scan of the brain and a CAT scan of the cervical spine, the latter of which was compared to a study of 11/14/05. Paired the brain CT showed no acute intracranial abnormality, where the cervical spine CT showed no cervical spine fracture. Paired he was then seen neurologically by Dr. Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, beginning 1/25/22. Paired he found no objective signs of serious neurologic impairment, no signs of radiculopathy or focal compression, and no evidence for further neurologic testing or treatment. Paired he made a referral to a sports medicine specialist. Period. The paragraph is noted above. He did have prior injuries and claims, for which Dr. Bachman and Dr. Cataldo offered assessments of permanency. Paired settlements were made, as noted on your cover letter. period. New paragraph, the current examination. Mr. Sanders found he had full range of motion of the shoulders where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period full range of motion of the cervical spine where Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period full range of motion of the lumbar spine where neural tension signs were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck, comma, back, comma, or shoulders. Period. Mr. Sanders, soft tissue injuries have fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. He has been able to return to the workforce. And that is the end.